same thing. In February 1960, encouraged by King, a group of African-American students staged a sit-in at a racially segregated lunch counters. By the end of March, black and white people were peacefully protesting segregation with sit-ins in 55 cities and 13 different states. And within a few months, these nonviolent protests successfully ended segregation in 27 cities. A man who took action, who, what I say about leadership, care about people and take action. In the spring of 63, he organized a demonstration in Birmingham, Alabama. Many of his people were arrested and jailed, but the event caught the attention of the nation. Today, in the social media sphere, people are afraid of posting opinions for fear of like a bad negative comment in the social media section. He's doing stuff that will get him arrested and jailed and had many and multiple times over, while we can't even stand up for stuff that's right because we're afraid someone might have a negative comment about us in the comment section on social media. After the Birmingham demonstration, King and his supporters planned a massive demonstration in the nation's capital to ask for peaceful change. And the march on Washington, D.C., August 28, 1963, brought 2,000 plus people to D.C. And in the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial, he wrote his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. And in it, he said, "I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged on the color of their skin, but by the content of their character."